Hey, it's another edition of Flobo Start on Netflix. You know the deal. The show where I go into the Netflix archives, talk about things that are original programming on the platform. How's everyone doing with your Netflix adventures or just spending time streaming? Because the idea, like this show, much like most other shows or review shows, that I was having a platform, I wasn't using it to its full potential. And I said, why not make a show around it? So if it's a show that catches your fancy, doesn't even matter the platform, let me know. I would love to check it out in my downtime. Today, we're talking about Scott Pilgrim Takes Off. And the thing is about this one is it is a franchise that's very near and dear to my heart. I actually went to the movie first, unlike most people. I saw the movie first featuring Michael Cera, and it is commonly a top five movie for me. Sometimes it's number two, sometimes it's number three. Behind Men in Black and sometimes Casino Royale, so you know where my head's at. But I love how Scott Pilgrim took a love story essentially and added action and comedy and really made it its own. And so when I saw the movie when it was released, because I think it was a commercial failure when it was, I went back and read the graphic novel, and it was even more layers that were skimmed off for the movie. So when Netflix came around and said there's going to be original Scott Pilgrim Takes Off anime, I guess, I'm not sure you call that an anime or animated series at least, featuring the original cast, I was torn. Because on one hand, I go, well, the movie was perfect, the graphic novel was perfect. Are we milking or the same thing? Are we getting blood from the stone? But on the other hand, I go, well, that's how properties stay relevant to different generations. You know, Harry Potter fandom is now entering its second generation. Now you're seeing a lot more ancillary stuff show up for that franchise. That's what gets people talking about it. So I was on a long flight. In fact, as I record this, I am in a hotel room in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. I decided to give it a chance. Loaded up four episodes of the show, Scott Pilgrim Takes Off. And the first episode was touch and go because it almost felt like a beat per beat recreation of the movie, which was great. And it was cool to see it. But with the cast being 15 years older and seeing the movie, I was kind of over it. I was like, okay. I didn't necessarily want to watch the animated series of the same movie. How about giving some differences so I can compare and contrast? And the episode ends with a twist that sets the entire story in a different direction. It is Scott Pilgrim remixed. And before I get into the nitty-gritty of it all, let's get into the reviews. IMDb lists it as an 8 out of 10, which is higher than I thought it would be. I made sure to not look at the rating this time until I was in the throes of this episode, because it is very different. I wondered and feared whether or not it'll be an inside joke. Like, would you understand this show without seeing the movie or the graphic novel? The answer is yes. The thing is they make it very easy for someone to follow along with all the characters from jump. It is interesting for long-term fans that some characterizations of characters are different. So it's kind of like, oh man, that's not that young Neil I know. But it's interesting how it can give you something for old fans and new fans alike. So the twist happens at the end of episode one, and it is like an alternate timeline, alternate dimension from the movie, which is such a treat for us long-term fans. But for new fans, it's still a cool story. It's still self-contained, and that's always something that you want. You want something that like rewards people who are rocking with you for day one, but you don't want to turn your property into a homework assignment where, oh, to understand this, you got to watch this, and you have to see this to understand this. You get the same premise. Ramona Flowers is the girl of Scott's dreams. To date Ramona, Scott has to defeat seven of her evil exes, and her evil exes have different powers and abilities. That's pretty much the premise. It hasn't changed, but everything else around it has. I thought it was fun. I'm actually, as I speak, and usually I try to finish a series before talking about it, I'm like four episodes in, but I'm giving it a recommend. I think 8.1 was higher than I thought it would be, but it's pretty accurate here. You'll enjoy it. Animation fans will love it. There's some comedy there that will love it. It is a romantic story. The animation style is definitely fresh and fluid. I think it's Flash-based. I'm not sure if that counts as Flash or not. And it has some heavy hitters that really weren't heavy hitters back then as far as the voice talent. It's kind of cool to have them come back as well. Scott Pilgrim Takes Off. Recommend for who? well, for me, but anyone who grew up in the 8-bit era, anyone who likes good animation, anyone who is curious about how a property or intellectual property can be adapted multiple times, there's a lot of ways to enjoy this piece. So go out there and do it. Let me stop rambling and make sure you check it out. As for me, I'm Flobo Boys. You can follow me on that Twitter at Flobo Boys or flobito.com. That's FLOBITO.com. This show is broadcast all over the planet. So thank you so much for checking it out and make it part of your podcasting diet. So until next time, though, this is Flobo Saw on Netflix.